The Holy Gospel according to John, the 8th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered Jesus, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen. Being called to the principal's office is rarely a good thing. And during that walk, all sorts of things passed through my mind. Was I accused of cheating on a test? Did someone see me leave campus during my free period to grab a bite to eat? And there was that party after the football game. You see, I was guilty of so many things. But why did the principal want to see me? So I meekly entered, and the principal called me in and said, "So what have you to say for yourself, Tom? You know we do not tolerate disobedience in this school." But not knowing what I was being charged for, I asked, "What do you mean by disobedience?" And that's about all I have in common with Martin Luther. Well, there's that in the beer. But on this Sunday that we celebrate Reformation Day, when our brother Luther nailed the 95 ways that the church needed to change on the door of the church, and then he was called not into the principal's office, but to the office of King Charles V to answer for himself, we find that he went before a man, King Charles, who was heavily influenced by the Pope and also the Roman Catholic Empire. So it was more like Luther was being called not to the principal's office, but to the office of Darth Vader, because the emperor and the Catholic Church had had enough of Luther's disobedience. This monk, now in his 40s, was being called to publicly reject his own teachings and denounce his own study of the Bible that revealed to him God's unconditional love upon all people. You see, the church didn't like that. It didn't like it because it took away their power and it put the power back into God's hands. And we have the same situations even today. When in our own church, students come out of seminary, they feel called to a different context of ministry that might not include a traditional four-walled building. They too run into many church roadblocks. It wasn't long ago that women faced church roadblocks in this church. The roadblocks still occur. For when God continues to widen the circle of inclusions, humans often react with a wall of exclusion. And then they dig up all sorts of Bible texts and rules that are taken out of context in order to support their retention of power. So today we remember the reformer Martin Luther, but we're careful. We're careful because he was human. He made plenty of mistakes, some very racist, in fact, when he became so frustrated with the people of the Jewish faith that would not convert to Christianity, he wrote some very ugly things. So we remember today not to worship Martin Luther. In seminary, the class I took was called Luther and the Reformation, and on the first day of class, the professor who taught the course was a renowned Luther scholar from Finland, and we were sharing the things that we admired about Martin Luther, and then it came to me. And I admitted before the class and instructor that I didn't really know a lot about Martin Luther, but I was also not interested in worshiping him, either today or anywhere else. Kind of like that, everyone got quiet. The professor just kind of looked at me. And now I know why I had such trouble passing that course. Because we need to keep our sense of humor about this tradition and about ourselves. Today is not a day of rah-rah Luther and hold our noses to other denominations or other faiths. We remember today to not take ourselves too seriously and to even do things that are just so graceful that we get called to the principal's office. You see, there's a thread in our text today that is manifesting an important point for us. From Jeremiah's prophetic words that we will know God by heart, to Paul's plea reminding us that we all sin, that we all fall short of the glory of God, to John's words of the abiding presence of Christ with us at all times. We start to begin to see that we grow deeply through relationship. Our attention moves from our relationship with God to the relationship we have with one another, to the new relationships that are yet to be formed. And for me, that is communion. The coming together with an empty hand in order to receive the mystery of God, to recognizing that we never fully understand this sacrament and what it means, but that we enter into this relationship with the one who decidedly finds no condemnation upon humanity. And then we may begin to project such a grace to others around us. For being set free instead of making everyone else the same as us means that we can be changed for the better when we connect to the Christ in other people. Instead of rigidly holding to political views, no matter which side you're on, Republican, Democrat, Independent, or none of the above, try first listening to what's coming out of the person's mouth and see if it offers the kind of freedom that Christ offers the world, or is it something else? For whoever the other people are for you, remember Jesus was on the cross for them too. And Christ was there to set us free. Such a grace is astounding, and it makes us wonder, do the Ten Commandments even matter? Should we throw them out? Paul says no, for they are a gift from God, but they really only point us to the ways that we fall short of God. They only convict us for the wrongs that we commit. The Ten Commandments will never save, for that is Jesus' job description as Yeshua, the one who saves. A story to close. A young boy on the edge of farmland liked to cross into other people's property, and one day he ventured into a field where he found there a giant haystack. The bales were stacked 10 high and 10 wide. In the open field, it looked like a giant ship in a vast ocean. The boy and his friends played for hours, lost in their imaginations. They forgot all about time. They forgot where they were until they were snapped back into reality when they heard the sound of a pickup truck's engine beginning to rage toward them. The farmer in his truck went straight towards these trespassers, and it flew at breakneck speed upon the lawbreakers. Everyone ran in opposite directions. The boy took off as fast as he could, but the truck's engine drew nearer and nearer, closing down upon him. As the truck bore down upon the lad, he reached the taller wheat where his legs were quickly tangled. He fell hard, and now, invisible to the truck, he was sure it would run him over. He squeezed his eyes shut and felt the warm flow of fear soak his jeans. That's how the law convicts us. And the God of justice and righteousness has every right to inflict punishment on us for our wrongdoings as trespassers, braggarts, addicts, nationalists, adulterers, and thieves. I can't even name all the sins I've committed. But this God does not run the boy over. This God will not run you over, or even our worst enemy. This God that we know through Jesus Christ says in word and action, I know you've messed up, but I want you to have my love. I want you to accept my forgiveness, and I want you to have my peace. And when we hear those words, I mean, when we really hear it and then digest it, not the devil, not fear, not lack of money, nor declining health, not even our sins can take us away from being in full relationship with this God. Even if the emperor says, I will not tolerate your disobedience, you're not going to even care because you know that your strength comes from the Lord and you know to whom you are obedient. Listen. Can you hear it? God is calling. And we have some much needed good news to share and some darn good relationships to make. Amen.